Yeah, with off the bench, the abuse keeps rolling in on the much-loved Australian's draft. I've been linked to many former AFL recruiters for more, some picks over the years. Pixie, so it hasn't gone my way. For tyre power, select the Kumho tyres. Buy three and get one free. And for the Aussie Angus Deluxe, it's Aussie as. Righto, Traveller Beer Time, low carbs, mid-strength, great taste, drink responsibly. Who get behind the third-person self-congratulator of the year.
The Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the third-person self-congratulator of the year.
One, two, three.
Just a content king.
You've actually won a medal, haven't you?
Best and fairest.
I think it's called the Malcolm Blight Medal.
All the effort behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Mayweather, mate.
I just come here and make magic happen.
Things are going really well. Like, really, really well. Actually, we're killing it. We're airborne.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Yep, and the leaderboard at the moment is Tags on 10. Chad's
Tags on 5.
Chad Sayers on 5 alongside Hamish McLaughlin, Pat Cummins of a daytime. And also on 4, there'll be a new award announced this year. I don't know if you're across this, but I've brought a new one in.
What's that?
It's the self-appointed self-acronym of the year.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Someone who calls themselves by their initials because no one else actually...
Oh, like,
you know,
JDS.
You know, when you're much loved, like, you know, JB, you're called, other people call you JB. Yep. But when you're striving to be there, you'll appoint yourself the acronyms, as JDS has done.
Yeah, JDS.
Jolene Stoop, as JVDM has done.
JVDM.
James Vandermaat.
I've never heard of a four banger. It's usually just a KB, BT, you know, sort of thing. But
so
no.
I'm putting this on... John Donoghue's in some areas here.
JD.
Yeah, starting to roll with his own acronyms. Yeah, so if you, people who appoint themselves by the acronyms are on my list big time. There will be a self-appointed self-acronym of the year award for the first time.
Okay.
Righto. Just 20 this week, not a strong week. One vote, little, you know, Zoe's sort of, you know, halfway out the door, so as the audio just dropped off a little bit. Before she goes over and gets seen off at the other mob. Pep gets one vote.
Before she gets...
The Spanish football manager,
after
one vote.
About how good was Pep, that's for sure. But since we are here, people expect to perform well and win the games and try to find the week. Otherwise, Pep out. So this is how it works, our job. And I have to... I want to Pep in.
He wants Pep in, not Pep out.
Okay.
One vote. He's got a Pep in his step. Heath Shaw gets two for this.
But... I'm not an AFL player anymore. I'm just a local legend. I'm not an AFL player.
Local legend, two votes.
Two votes.
Ed Cowan, cricket commentator, three votes.
Three Sydney Uni first grade premiers, is that right? And,
well, four,
and
including
then
myself.
Yeah. Four including yourself. No one came up to you afterwards and said, oh, I actually played against you once. Well, you know.
No, yeah. One guy was like, I was fitting on the fence. He goes, oh, that guy looks like Ed Cowan. He goes, oh, yeah, Ed. And I look up and he goes, it is Ed Cowan.
Real areas there.
Real areas.
Should EC himself, I think. That'd be his next step.
EC.
Yep, EC says this.
Yep.
EC says that. Right, four votes. Now, we finish with three of the big guns. Four votes at extending his lead from 10 to 14 is the one-time 2021 winner, D. Taggart.
Come on, Tags!
Here we go!
Get come on! Play the music!
Play the music! The text is back in town! Bang, bang, bang!
Savannah Cloud is now putting the pressure on.
Nah, Savannah Cloud's sitting behind him.
Sorry, what is it?
Isn't it? That's
Savannah Cloud is, and there's pounding.
My apologies.
Yeah. Don't interrupt a season race caller such as myself, please, again, Cameron.
Four votes. Yep. He turned 60 on Thursday. He's taking the weekend off to celebrate, which is fair enough too. We missed him this morning on the odds couple. Simon Scuba O'Donnell gets four.
The Rock.
I wonder if any of them are following the footsteps. The Rock, John Cena, they've done very well.
I reckon they've heard of me.
In that. Oh, I can't believe it. Are we on? Did you just say
sorry?
That?
I reckon they've heard of me.
Why would have they heard of you?
Do I sound ordinary? Don't you know who I am?
Four votes.
Easy four.
It was a celebration too. I thought Joel and the team did a great job supporting with Bill Laurie among the guests on Thursday morning. It was fantastic to hear Bill's excitement to wish Scuba a happy birthday. But a drum roll we can please, though. Well, there we go. So six votes.
Mm-hmm.
We had a real watch this space on him coming into this season, and he's delivering early. He moves to second and goes to eight. And, of course, it will be a very, very big year if he... Campbell's responsibly.
G'day, I'm Campbell. Campbell responsibly.
Is this after you text me saying you couldn't breathe and I thought you had died?
Yep. So that I went in for an ECG and they had a look at my heart.
Yeah.
And they said,
Campbell, we think you've got pericarditis. I said, what, the inflation of the heart? And they said, yeah, it's so big. I said, no, it's just normal. No, it's just a bit like Farlap.
Campbell responsibly.
Campbell responsibly.
Did you see the clip? During the
I did. I actually saw it. It was actually good. Did a good job.
The little cameo from Quilly there as well.
He's great, mate. Quilly, yeah.
And the recreation of the Mel Brown driveway.
Oh, I loved it. Loved it. Loved it. I thought it was really clever.
Mel.
Big Mel. Yeah, like someone. Yeah. We all know what we're talking about.
Yep, there we go. Dear. That's a famous clip. So there we go. So leaderboard, tag at 14, and the dog moves to 8. And then Chad Sayers.
They're going to be hard to stop.
They've cleared out. Oh, the name Piper, I think, is a watch out. Matthew Lord hasn't got back to the Sunday Footy Show yet. He's on my radar big time. Fitzmagic he'll grow.
Good. Yeah.
He'll grow.
And we know Blight. Yeah, we know Blight starts off slow.
Yep. He doesn't hit the airwaves till March.
Yeah, so March.
Yep. And one off the text from Dom, Julian Distip, the best ever summer fill-in. Yeah, he's been fantastic. No doubt about that, Dom. JDS.
Yeah, he's all right. He's okay, yep. The old JDS.
JVDM. There we go. For Traveller, low carbs, mid-strength, great taste, drink responsibly. After 10, lots to get through, heap of sport on the agenda, bit of footy too maybe.
Yeah, let's talk a bit of footy. Not There's far a few away. Injuries around at the moment.
And we reconnect with Margaret from Sunbury. And a horse is going around, isn't it?
Yarra Valley.
We'll find that out after 10 o'clock today. Right around Australia, this is Off The Bench.